I'm Pastor Barry Hampton. I'm glad you joined us again. Listen, we've got some intriguing things going on, and I want you to pay attention closely to what I'm about to say. I believe that God Almighty has sent you an apostle. That apostle is uniquely different than the 12 that Jesus taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, I know that might be a big statement to swallow a little bit, but I'm going to try to whittle it down a little bit. Remember, you can always go to our website at www.gracebiblelive.org to get further information. We're not trying to get anyone to join our church. We don't need your money. We're just Bible teachers trying to help edify the church, the body of Christ. We hope you're intrigued, but I want you to turn your Bibles to Romans 11, verse 13. It says in Romans 11, verse 13, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office." So Paul, in Romans chapter 11, is saying he's the apostle to the Gentiles. Why would he make such a declaration? Well, I want you to go to see the others. Matthew chapter 10, look if you will, in verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now, the name of these 12 apostles are these. Now, I want to go up to the board for just a minute. I'm going to put the crucifixion right there. The beginning of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew through John. And we're in the very beginning. He's starting his ministry and he's picked out how many apostles? 12 apostles. That's how many he's picked out. And he said over here, after Acts chapter 9, we know it can't be 8, he's picked out the apostle Paul. Now, a lot of people don't know what to do with Paul in the Bible, but just to give you a hint, Paul wrote 13 books of the New Testament, over half the New Testament, and it's very unique why God allowed that to happen. But these 12 men Jesus Christ chose. Now watch this. "Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, say, go not in the way of the Gentiles." Hold it. What did he just say? "Go not in the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans." What were the Samaritans? It was Jew and Gentile mixed. He said, don't even go there, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, they got a very interesting comment in Matthew 15. A Gentile woman came to approach Jesus Christ right after he said that. Go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. And in Matthew 15, and I've gone to Sunday school all my life, and I've never heard this. Verse 22 says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Now hold it. What do you expect Jesus Christ to do? Well, if I believed everything that I'd heard in church, he was going to run over there and heal him because he loves everybody. You know what the next verse says in verse 23? "But he answered her not a word." In fact, it was such a scene that his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." Why would they do that? Because they are not sent unto the Gentiles. They were sent unto who? The lost sheep of the house of Israel. And here this Gentile woman comes in. And so Jesus finally says, you know, I need to say something. "But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me." And then he reiterates. But he answers and said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread," the children is Israel, "the bread, the word of God, and cast it to the dogs." And she says, "Truth, Lord." That's true. I know that this word is sent to Israel. And yet she says, "Yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from their master's table." See, there was a divine order. Gentiles couldn't get to Jesus. They had to go through the nation of Israel to be blessed of Almighty God. But when Paul says in Romans 11, "For I speak to you Gentiles," people ought to go, "Hey, that's us. We're excited." Not only does he say of Romans 11, 13, that "I speak to you Gentiles in as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles," he says in Romans 15, verse 16, that "I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering up the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable." He says it in 1 Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy quickly. 1 Timothy. And in 1 Timothy, look, if you will, in chapter 2. This is what he said in verse 7. Paul, "Whereunto I'm ordained a preacher, an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity." And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, look if you will, in verse 11. This is what he says. "Whereunto I'm appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles." Who is the apostle to the Gentiles? Paul. Paul is your apostle. Paul was chosen. Just like these 12 were chosen by who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was also chosen by the what? Lord Jesus Christ. So the same people that chose these 12 chose the 13th apostle and wrote 13 books. Why would they choose one more apostle? You say, well, didn't Judas jump? Yeah, but they picked up Matthias here in Acts chapter 1. And it must be the will of God, because the word of God says Peter standing up with the 11, which would make how many? 12. And the scriptures can't be broken. So Matthias was the one, even though they lost one back here, God added one to equal 12 over there. Listen, let me tell you what. If you want to know more about this, what you need to do is go to gracebiblelive.org and tune in on our live broadcast. You can get it video streaming every church service live Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time and 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, I want to show you just a couple more things about Paul being your apostle. Go to Galatians. And if you want to know more, tune into the program. You can reach us by email, and you can also text message us in the live broadcast. We give that number out. But in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, Paul says this, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me was not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ." Well, we know that happened in Acts chapter 9. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he says, "I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And so Jesus Christ saves this man and calls him into a ministry that is uniquely different than these. These 12 Israel. Over here, one body, one church, one faith. This is the church, the body of Christ. That's the church, the body of Christ. The doctrine for this is found in the books that Paul wrote, Romans through Philemon. Now, if you want to know more about this and you're intrigued by this, tune into gracebiblelive.org, where you can get a live broadcast, and there's archived sermons there as well. Drop us a line. We'd like to hear from you. We're interested in you.